This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:06 in the evening, and of course, it's May 9th, which marks the full year anniversary of GE14. And so there's going to be a bit of a theme running through our show today.
We are going to just take a look at, I guess, in some senses, different perspectives on how the year has impacted several people.
Correct. And we wanted to start off with businesses, specifically because this is related to an article from the Malay Mail. Apparently, according to some interviews conducted, I think, with local entrepreneurs, local small business owners, it's a tough world out there. Pakatan's tighter regulations, stringent environmental compliance standards, and labour market reforms have increased costs for some of these proprietors and companies to a point where they're forced to stop.
So Dato' Michael Kang, President of Small and Medium Enterprises Association of Malaysia, or SMEAM, said that smaller firms are forced to meet first world regulatory standards, which is more suitable for medium or large size enterprises. Most small businesses here, according to Michael, are backyard industry. And he's essentially asked for more flexibility when it comes to implementing and enforcing these policies.
Yeah, so I think when I read the story, my first impression of it was, not being a business owner myself, wouldn't you want to have regulations built into your company from the start?
Yeah.
I think, you know, if eventually you're going to have to work with these regulatory and compliance standards, isn't it better to kind of have it in place from the beginning so that there isn't a second adjustment period that has to take place? But I understand that it can be tough. But the government has also provided incentives for entrepreneurs. So I'm not sure. But again, I'm speaking from a place of not running a business myself.
I just wonder if the challenge is actually with regulations, or is that just a small part of the problem for these small and micro businesses? Sure, I can assume that costs do go up if you have to meet higher standards, but does the core of the problem where it leads to them shutting down, is it because they're just not able to attract and retain customers?
Sure. So I guess the issue here is what are the kinds of incentives and supports that smaller businesses actually need?
Yeah.
But also whether or not it is actually being impacted by the regulations and by the different standards that have been introduced by the government. And I guess trying to strike that balance is key. We do want to hear from you, especially if if you're a business owner, if you're a small business owner in particular. Let us know what the year has been like for you. You know, how have you been faring with the new policies? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Talk us through it, because yeah, neither of us are in your position. So
we're employees. Not employers,
yes,
unfortunately.
That's exactly it. So we want to hear from you. Now, in the meantime, we have on the line Lawrence Todd, who is the Director of Research and Development at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So would you say that SMEs are seeing a difficult time at the moment?
Well, I think, to be honest, SMEs are always seeing quite a difficult time. I mean, it's an extremely competitive environment in Malaysia. We recently actually have been conducting a study on the challenges facing specifically small and micro businesses and the role of government regulations amongst those challenges. Actually, what we found was that the biggest challenges for those small and micro businesses right now is not so much regulations, although that does feature. It's more really the kind of pretty basic questions around understanding customers, managing cash flow, managing productivity. And I think that speaks to the fact that the business conditions are just pretty tight. It's competitive. So I think that is the sort of driving challenge for SMEs right now. I think that government regulation does feature on that list. You know, about a third mentioned it as a business challenge, and about a quarter put it among their top three. But it probably isn't the biggest challenge facing SMEs right now.
Right. And just looking at that, are there any particular regulatory standards they struggle with the most?
Sure. So it kind of falls into three categories, I would say, the biggest for these small and micros. So first of all, you have the labor-related regulations, and the two that really come up the most here are the minimum wage and regulations relating to work permits and visas. which I was quite struck by, because even those small companies are looking to hire foreign workers, which I think is interesting in and of itself. The next category is regulations relating to the premises or to the land. And the biggest one here was actually billboards. I mean, it doesn't sound like it would be a huge issue, but actually there are a lot of specific requirements about the size of the text, the language it has to be in. If you're going to have two languages, one language has to be bigger than the other, and so on. So that's quite complex. And then finally, the third category is actually compliance with the tax system. And what was quite surprising to us in this was that what SMEs have been saying to us is it's actually still the corporate tax system, which is the biggest compliance challenge. And I was expecting to hear complaints about the SST because, you know, that's a new tax that's come back in. But actually what SMEs are saying to us at the moment is it's corporate tax that's the challenge.
And earlier when we spoke to Dr. Michael from the SME Association of Malaysia, what he basically clarified was that a lot of these regulations were actually already in place during the previous administration. It's just that the current government enforced them more strictly. But that leaves many smaller businesses unable to cope. Should they have been given a bit more leeway for a smoother transition? Or do you think that, you know what, it's just enforcement is enforcement and it needed to happen quickly?
Well, I mean, you know, I know Dr. Michael. I was speaking with him yesterday. I mean, with always, you know, respect what he says. And it's certainly true that the regulations are all the ones I mentioned were in place under the previous government. I mean, and I think it is true that enforcement has been stepped up. And I think that in general, that's a good thing, because actually the other point to remember here is that a lot of small businesses actually can face costs from weak enforcement, because when you have weak enforcement, that opens the door to corruption. And that is actually a big challenge as well. But in saying that, I do recognize that, you know, it can be difficult and costly for SMEs to comply with these regulations. For me, it wouldn't be about smoothing the transition. It would be about simplifying the regulation in the first place. So I'll give you a specific example. In all of those regulations I mentioned in my earlier question, for all of those, over 50% of the processing was happening over the counter, not online. So SMEs are still, you know, business owners. You know, some of these are one-man bands, you know, one person running a shop, are having to go to whichever agency it is, go to the counter and file a payment. You know, that's a hugely costly, time-consuming activity for a business that's really kind of struggling day to day. So I think there's lots more that can still be done in terms of simplifying the regulations, and definitely in terms of simplifying the process by making it more online.
What's the economic impact when smaller businesses have to close down?
Well, I think, you know, one thing I would really highlight is that when we talk about, I mean, to be honest, when we talk about SMEs, we should, you know, distinguish between, you know, the sort of high technology startups that, you know, could become the big companies of tomorrow, and the more domestic facing, you know, the majority of SMEs, which are engaged in sort of sectors like retail, food and beverages, these types of sectors. Now, for that latter category, really, this is the big employment block for the B40. So anything that affects the business viability of SMEs or the business costs of SMEs, or as you mentioned, the risk of shutdown, that directly translates into the income, the take-home pay of the B40. So I think, you know, if we're not looking after our smaller firms, particularly those that are involved in the domestic sectors, then we're not really looking after the incomes of the B40. So really, it's like the flip side of the cost of living equation, you know, the B40 income, which is one of the biggest political debates right now. So I would say the economic impact is very significant if we're not creating an environment where SMEs can thrive, lower their business costs, and therefore increase the incomes of their owners and employees.
When we were talking about this earlier, we kind of teetered around the idea that there needs to be incentives, right? You do want people to start smaller businesses. You do want people to start businesses in general. So there do need to be incentives in order to assist people with that. But of course, you want regulations there in order to keep things in line, in order to have a certain standard. Where do you think that balance rests in trying to provide that supportive environment while also saying, look, there are some regulations that can't be moved?
Sure. So, I mean, there's a couple of things I would say about that. I mean, firstly, I would just point out that I think, you know, the government has allocated, you know, somewhere near to 20 billion of new loans and credit facilities for SMEs, which is great. I think it really shows the priority that they attach to the SME economy. And it's, you know, examples of the general trend that you're talking about. I think that part of the challenge is that that a lot of our SMEs are actually sort of outside of the formal sector. They're informal. And actually, so a lot of the time, they don't really have access to all these incentives. And then part of the reason they might be staying on the fringes and staying in the informal sector is because they find it difficult to engage with the regulations for some of the reasons I mentioned about the kind of cost and complexity, maybe because, you know, just not finding the time to go and do all these licensing or whatever. And actually, therefore, they're not really enjoying the benefits of all these incentives that the government has available. So it's a bit of a, you know, there's two sides to that coin. You know, if you want to have access to incentives, you need to play ball and be part of the regulatory system. And indeed, if the government wants those incentives to be exploited, it needs to simplify the regulatory system to encourage SMEs to formalize and take advantage of those incentives. So I think what I would say is there's a clear win both for SMEs and for the government if it reduces and simplifies the regulatory burden, encourages SMEs to formalize, so that they can take the most advantage of the incentives that are on offer.
Do then regulations potentially lock people out of starting a business? Because so far we've just been speaking about SMEs that are currently in business.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. We had a pretty good performance in the Ease of Doing Business Index. You may have seen the last report. We Malaysia jumped a few spots. But actually, if you dig underneath that, the two categories where Malaysia performed pretty badly, you know, ranked somewhere below 70, is in starting a business and paying taxes, you know, which are two really kind of bread and butter business issues. I mean, of course, starting a business is, you know, the first bread and butter issue for a business. So I definitely think there are problems in terms of the scale of the regulatory burden, and therefore there must be this pressure to reduce it. As I mentioned right in the beginning, it doesn't seem to be the number one issue for businesses. You know, they're still, you know, for them, it's about understanding customers, managing cash flow, managing productivity, these basic business questions. But certainly there's clear evidence that the regulatory burden could and should be reduced.
So overall then, both for the businesses that are already in existence and struggling to survive, as well as for your, you know, entrepreneur who might be looking to start a business but is a bit worried, where do you think, what advice would you have, I guess, for the government as well, for policymakers rather, on how best to create that environment that we keep talking about?
Sure. Well, I think the first absolute no-brainer is this point about the process. So reducing face-to-face contact, reducing the need to go up and, you know, pay over a counter or submit a form over a counter, take as much of that online, which reduces time and reduces complexity and also actually reduces the scope for corruption. I think then, you know, beyond that, taking a look at specific regulations that get highlighted as being the most challenging, for which I would give as an example the particularly onerous conditions that relate to the premises. For example, the billboard case I gave, where specific words have to be used at a specific size. You know, look again at some of those things and whether they're really necessary. And then on maybe the next layer would be for some broader cost-cutting regulations, looking again at what the thresholds are for which they apply. So, you know, the government moved corporation tax by 1% for SMEs. But, you know, you could take another look at that and see if the threshold is right, see if that can be alleviated a bit. So I think there are sort of, you know, there are a few no-brainers in terms of streamlining the process, taking it online. There's some sort of targeted reviews of specific problematic regulations, like to do with the premises. And then there's a broader approach of trying to raise the thresholds across all regulations as much as possible.
Lawrence, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Lawrence Todd, Director of Research and Development at Ideas, weighing in on really kind of trying to strike that balance when it comes to regulations, as well as encouraging people to start businesses.
Or to keep themselves floating.
Yes, especially when you're an SME.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you. What do you think about how the government has fared, I suppose, in terms of creating opportunities and creating space and incentives for SMEs? If you especially are actually a business owner yourself, we want to hear from you. Let us know. 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's the evening edition. It's Lynn and Kelvin, of course. Earlier, we were talking about businesses, and more specifically, how some small and micro
businesses are kind of struggling with the new regulations. This is coming from a statement from Datuk Michael Kang, the president of SMEAM, or the Small and Medium Enterprises Association of Malaysia.
Yep. So we were asking you, especially if you are involved in a small business yourself, or if you're a small business owner, is that reflection true? You know, what have the challenges been like for you, especially when it comes to the regulations? And we have a message that's come through here from Aslan saying, I think it depends what field you're in. I'm a music composer and an audio engineer, and the market itself is small. But I remember when I first wanted to open a bank account with CIMB, they wouldn't accept my application because I wasn't employed or not a student. And this happened during Najib's era. I don't know if that has changed now, but I just use my personal savings account.
Yeah, I don't know what that, I wonder if that is just a complication with the application to the regulations, because mm-hmm. I think that's what Lawrence Todd was saying earlier, in that some of these forms are just so difficult that to make it easier for businesses to, well, float on or to start, for example, you would just have to put it online, and that also makes the process a lot more transparent.
Well, let us know what you think. We want to hear from you about how you've been faring with these new regulations and rules and stuff, especially if you are a small business owner. Has the Pakatan Harapan government been good for you? You know, has the Pakatan Harapan government been good for business? And we're talking about all this, of course, because May 9th, so the 1 year anniversary, seemed as good a time as any to kind of check the temperature. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.